WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. Election Day 2024 is here. The nominees holding their final rallies in battleground states. Donald Trump in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The former president leaning into his arguments around the economy and immigration, vowing to end inflation and to crack down on illegal immigration.
Some of the greatest criminals in the world that are pouring into our country.
But his remarks are also meandering, and he's baselessly claiming that Democrats can only win elections if they cheat. As the former president continues to sow doubt about the election.
ABC's Selena Wang. Vice President Harris taking a page from Rocky, ending her campaign Monday night on the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, climbed by Sylvester Stallone in Rocky.
Here at these famous steps, a tribute to those who start as the underdog and climb to victory.
This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The Dane County Sheriff's Office reports the people killed in a fiery Friday night crash south of Madison were a 55-year-old man from the Dane County village of Belleville, a 55-year-old woman and 54-year-old man from Crandon in Forest County, and a 48-year-old woman and 48-year-old man from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. All five were killed when the vehicle they were in left a road, struck a tree, and burst into flames. On this final day of campaigning, vice presidential candidates stopping in Wisconsin, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and Ohio U.S. Senator J.D. Vance were both in La Crosse this morning. Walz moved on to events in Wausau and Milwaukee. And you can register to vote on Election Day in Wisconsin. You'll need a valid photo ID, and if it doesn't contain your current correct address, something with that, like a lease, pay stub, bank, or credit card statement. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy and windy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Our high in the mid-60s. The wind out of the south gusting to between 30 and 35. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow partly cloudy, cooler 53. Thursday, sunshine, high of 56. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
99.7.
Strangers to love, you know the rules, and so do I. I'm still good. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning. David Grant joins up for 6 a.m. Here's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I Love Rock and Roll on Max FM.
By the record machine, I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
And more.
No
99.7 Max FM.
Let the fire get higher.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. Let's take a look at your weather forecast. Today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. We'll have patchy fog this morning with a high of 66. Tonight, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low of 40. On Wednesday, partly sunny, a high of 52. On Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 56. Looking ahead to Friday, sunny with a high of 56. This weekend, we do have a chance of showers throughout the weekend. Highs in the mid-50s. Currently, it is 56 degrees outside. Coming up this morning, we will be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries right around 7:50 a.m. If you know anyone that is celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those into us, 608-355-9970. You can also use a free Civic Media app to text those in. We look forward to celebrating those with you a little later this morning. Coming up, well, John Mellencamp on Max FM.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwin makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
We'll be right back.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Here's Ready for the World, O'Sheila on Max FM.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese. It's always good for the gander. O'Sheila.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. It is election day. Polls open at 7 a.m. and they're open till 8 p.m. So if you're still in line by 8 p.m., you will get to vote. In the city of Baraboo, you vote at the Baraboo Civic Center. That is located at 124 2nd Street. If you live in West Baraboo, you vote at the West Baraboo Village Hall, 500 Cedar Street in Baraboo. Again, polling places are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. today. For more information about voting, you can go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page or civicmedia.us/vote. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo and look at weather on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the Boy Scout Troop 247th Annual Camping for Cans Box Camp. That's going to be happening on Saturday, November 9th. The troop will spend 24 hours camping in cardboard boxes in front of Viking Village Foods in Reedsburg. They'll be collecting non-perishable food items, and Viking Village will be matching each item that they receive, and then all the items will be donated to the Reedsburg Food Pantry. This community service project not only assists with the food pantry shelves before the holidays, but it also brings awareness to homelessness in our area. Please support the amazing effort. For more details, you can check out their Facebook page. Again, this will take place on Saturday for 24 hours, starting at 9 a.m. and going till Sunday morning at 9 as well. It's also time for the Portage High School Holiday Bazaar with music, crafts, and raffle prizes. All proceeds will support the Portage High School special education programs. This will also be on Saturday, November 9th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Indulge in a festive wonderland of creativity and cheer. There'll be a delightful array of handcrafted treasures from local artisans and vendors, each offering unique gifts and holiday decorations to make your season merry and bright. Again, this will start at 9 a.m., runs until 2 p.m. It'll be at the Portage High School Gymnasium. And once again, the Reedsburg VFW Post 1619 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. It's open to the public every second Sunday of the month with made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausages, hash browns, and so much more. $10 per person. Each person under 10 will get in for $1 for each year of age. This again is every second Sunday from 8 a.m. until noon at Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg. Check out their Facebook page for all the details.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha!
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
The Lions won their sixth straight and third straight at Lambeau Field, knocking off the Packers 24-14 on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. After the Packers opened with a field goal, the Lions reeled off 24 straight, including a pick six by Kirby Joseph with less than a minute to go in the first half. Packers dropped to 6-3. They're 0-2 against the NFC North and will head into their bye week. Wisconsin got blown out by Iowa 42-10 on Saturday night in Iowa City. Braden Locke was picked off twice in the loss as the Badgers dropped to 5-4 with a game against top-ranked Oregon in 2 weeks in Madison. Brewers picked up the club option for starting pitcher Freddie Peralta, but declined the option for Devin Williams, sending him to arbitration. Meanwhile, the best fielders in Major League Baseball recognized among the group of first-time Gold Glove winners, Brewers' Sal Frelick and Bryce Terang. College basketball season tips off tonight. Marquette hosting Stony Brook. Wisconsin is home against Holy Cross. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
is going to be cloudy and windy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Our high in the mid-60s. The wind out of the south gusting to between 30 and 35. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow partly cloudy, cooler 53. Thursday, sunshine, high of 56. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. You can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can ask your smart device to play Max FM Bear Boot, or download the free Civ Media app on your mobile device. Look for Max Mouse and tap on Max FM. You're the damn Yankees.
I don't want to hear about it anymore. It's a shame I've got to live without you anymore. There's a fire in my heart, a pounding in my brain, it's driving me crazy. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Yesterday is just a memory. Can we close the door? I just made one mistake. I didn't know what to say when you called me.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. Let's take a look at your weather. Today, patchy fog this morning, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high of 66. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of 40. On Wednesday, partly sunny, a high of 52. Thursday and Friday will be sunny with a high of 56. Looking ahead to this weekend, we're looking at chances of showers on Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the mid-50s.
Currently, it is 56 degrees outside. Coming up this morning, right around 7:50, we'll celebrate those birthdays and anniversaries. If you've not had a chance to text those into us, please do so now, 608-355-9970. It is also election days. Polls are opening shortly, so get out and vote. Today's your chance to do that. We will have some election coverage this evening, starting around 8 o'clock. Aaron Crenna will keep an eye on everything that's going on. I will join you by 6 a.m. on Wednesday morning to continue our election coverage. We'll still get music in there. Don't worry, we will still play music, but we want to kind of keep tabs on everything that's going on. We will keep you up to date. For more information about voting, you can go to civicmedia.us/vote or go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Our 50-minute music hour continues with Phil Collins on Max FM.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Shop name brands without breaking the bank. Here at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, you can be bougie on a budget. We offer quality women's clothing size 0 through 26. We also have designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Join us once a month for our bougie night out, where we offer late night shopping from 5 to 7 p.m., along with special discounts and shop our huge dollar wrap. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget, located at 121 5th Street in downtown Bear.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.